Now look at Acts chapter 5, verse 38. You see, because the name of Jesus is very powerful, and so when they said, hey, rise up and walk, they rose up and walked. Their faith in Jesus and the fact that they're spreading the gospel in this early church, but they're showing, you know, the apostles were given special power like that from the Lord Jesus for the first century, but I don't believe that that power is used today in that way necessarily. I mean, obviously you can pray for people and they'll heal. I'm not saying God doesn't do miracles anymore. I'm just saying that miracles like this don't happen. I mean, you see these Pentecostals that go around and they're whipping people with coats and, you know, talking in tongues and all this stuff. And like, you know, they seemingly heal people.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Glory to God. You're not bound to this chair. The day will come, you'll walk out of it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Now then, you guys, just help him up. Help him up. Power of God's all over him. He's not hurt. He's not hurt. Praise the God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I don't know. It's just all these false miracles. How come they don't go into children's burn centers and heal burnt children and children that have ailing issues? They don't because they can't, because it's all phony. They pay these people to do these false miracles and wonders.